Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, once again, reading from verse 35. This is the chapter of confrontations between our Lord and various opponents, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers, the scribes. And at verse 34, we read the words, "No man after that durst ask him any question." And at verse 35, Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, "How say the scribes that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool.' David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son?" It doesn't say this, but clearly the scribes must have been perplexed at this question of our Lord's. But the common people heard him gladly. And he said unto them in his doctrine, "Beware of the scribes, who love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at the feasts." A challenge, you see, to the officialdom that had developed in the religion of his day, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. And one is prompted to ask, how long would a prayer need to be to hide hypocrisy? Jesus clearly indicates theirs was not nearly long enough. Who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, these shall receive greater damnation. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, "Verily I say unto, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they who have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in out of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living." Amen, and may God bless to us his holy word.